1 Kings chapter 10. When a woman wants something, she doesn't stop until she gets it. Or something like that is this queen's attitude, not to say nosy. Whether from southern Arabia or Ethiopia, the road and dangers would have frightened any traveler, but not this obsessed woman, the Queen of Sheba. With an entourage of protection and companionship and many valuable gifts, she personally checks out the great wisdom and prosperity of Solomon's reign. Accustomed to hearing exaggerations, we are sometimes afraid to be disappointed with reality, right? No doubt she must have feared being disappointed upon arriving and seeing that perhaps that the glory of Solomon's reign was not what she had been told. Yet she finally declares, "Behold, the half of it was not told to me. You exceed in wisdom and prosperity, the report which I heard." Although we do not know much about this queen, Jesus himself validates her testimony and sets her as an example and witness to the end times of humanity. Practically, the whole world has heard something of Jesus' life and miracles. Many know a lot of information about him, but not have had any personal encounter with Christ. They know of him, but do not know him. The Queen of Sheba did not settle to listen from afar and made a long journey to check him out. How privileged you are to have him so close to your own heart. One greater than Solomon is here. Do you recognize him? Or should the question be, do you want to know him? If you dare to receive him, you will say with me, "I have read of a beautiful city, far away in the kingdom of God. I have read how its walls are jasper, how its streets are all golden and broad. In the midst of the street is life's river, clear as crystal and pure to behold. But not half of the city's bright glory to mortals has ever been told."